Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And it's my absolute delight to have our guests joining us this evening. This is a dynamic couple. The interesting thing is they chose to build because of their children. Their children weren't the reason why they couldn't do this. They were the reason why they wanted to do this. In fact, the gentleman of the couple, I mean, he was a sports physiotherapist and extremely reluctant to try the product. So already, well, we got a problem there. And then to make things worse, his wife was a hospital administrator working with nurses and doctors, and she wanted nothing to do with Isagenix, none of the snake oil stuff for her. But they had one child at the time, a six-year-old, Oceana, and I would say Jack was just a twinkle in Andrew's eyes. But this couple, in the first 2 years of building, they went on to hit five-star. You're talking about $250,000 a year income stream. And then, as you know, you sort of hit a level and then it settles back in. But they settled in at a solid four-star income. And in the last 9 months, which is really remarkable, they're creating all this momentum amongst their organization, and they've gone from four-star to six-star. And to put that into perspective, a six-star income ranges in between like $9,000 and $12,000, not a month, guys, a week. You heard that, $9,000 to $12,000 a week. I mean, you're talking about $36,000 to almost $50,000 a month. So, I mean, this couple is having the time of their life. And the other thing I just want to point out is they're actually START members. So it is my absolute privilege to bring to the line this evening Andrew and Angie Logan. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. We're good.
You're good. I would think, being paid as a six-star, making like $9,000 to $12,000 a week, Angie, I mean, I would say that's pretty good.
Absolutely. Oh, we're so grateful and so proud of ourselves.
Wow. How about you, Andrew? How are you feeling, my friend? Andrew?
Oh, sorry. Here I am. There you go. I'm honored to be on the call, Warren. I love your calls. I listen to them every single week, and it's an honor to be on here and sharing our journey, because hopefully it inspires someone else. You know, if it inspires one person to go and do something amazing, then it's been an honor to be on.
Well, let me tell you, you're going to have 2,000 to 4,000 people listening to this podcast, possibly even more. And I know your journey is certainly going to impact lives. And what I really love about it is, as we said from the top of the call, I mean, it was truly the decision to build this business was because of your kids. Not most people use kids as an excuse. Oh, I can't do that. I don't have the time. But that fueled you guys. So I really want to jump into that. But let's take a step back and just sort of start with, how were you introduced, or how were you and Angie introduced to Isagenix in the first place?
I'll take that for the start, Warren. So Jen and Jono, who we all know, were very good friends of ours, and Jen actually used to work for me in a nice little ironic bit of life, that she was an employee of mine at the physio practice, and she came to me with this Isagenix thing, and it had, you know, done amazing things for her and Jono and a few other people, and yeah, I wanted nothing to do with it. I gave them an emphatic no, and it was nothing against Jen and Jono. It was just that I had I'd done nutrition vitamin network marketing company in the past and 10 years ago and not enjoyed a single moment of it and really disliked the whole company and the whole environment. And I just kind of didn't want to go back there. So it was, you know, I could see that the products were working and I loved Jen and Jono, but I was just initially very hesitant. So I said no for about 6 months. And then eventually Angie and I were getting married, and so many people around me were getting great results, and I was, you know, I was training hard every day, I was working long hours, I was trying to eat clean, and I was just exhausted, and I was coming home, and despite all the training I was doing, I was still carrying this extra 5 kilo, and I wanted to look good for my wedding photos. So I rang Jen and I said, get me the pack. And I guess, you know, the rest is history, but I had fantastic results, and you know, I was very, very happy with the program from the first week. I just felt amazing in the first week.
So that's sort of a big takeaway for everyone. We should be going after couples that are engaged and just help them look better, huh?
Well, definitely. I mean, for people who know my wife, no one was looking at me on my wedding day. The focus was purely on her. She's an incredibly beautiful woman. But I still wanted to just hold my own a little bit, Warren.
I guess so. So you tried the product because you wanted to look better for your wedding. I mean, even though Jen told you how great it was and you were seeing her results, you still weren't interested. So what happened during your initial program? What kind of results did you see, Andrew?
So for me, I was always, you know, I trained, I did CrossFit, I ran, and the biggest frustration I had was that I just hit this wall, and no matter how hard I trained, I couldn't lift heavier, I couldn't run faster, and I couldn't shift those final few kilos. So I remember I started on a Thursday, and the following Sunday, so kind of 9 days in, there was a 5K race in the town. And from day one, as soon as I started taking the products, I was feeling more awake and more alert and stuff like that. But this 5K run in town, and I ran it in 17 and a half minutes, and I'd never been able to break 20 minutes until then. And I rang Jen, and I'm like, okay, maybe you're right, you know, maybe 9 days in and taking 3 minutes off my PB. You know, just that energy and that I could run. It was like I'd found an extra gear in my car, and suddenly I could run faster. And then sure enough, the stubborn, sticky weight started coming off, and I was lifting heavier in the gym, and I was sleeping better. And yeah, just everything fell into place. Everything I'd been wanting for years and years and years all was coming, and coming very eagerly.
Wonderful. So I imagine Angie decided to do it with you at the same time?
No.
No.
What do you mean no?
No. And you can say Angie, but Angie supported me 100%. But she's like, look, it's your thing. You do it. You know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. You go and do your thing. I will support you, but I'm not interested. And it was a year until she jumped on board. But it's all my fault, because, you know, I never really spoke to her about anything more than just the weight that I'd lost. And Andrew was like, well, I don't need to lose weight.
So what do you have to say, Angie?
Well, Warren, I must admit, he was sweet to say that, but I was not 100% supportive. The poor thing would come home on cleanse days, and I'd have curry and banana cake, and he'd say, darling, I'm cleansing. And I'd say, but you've been fasting all day. Can't you eat? Like, I didn't get it. I didn't. But I must admit, at no point did he actually sit and explain to me what it was about. I figured it was for CrossFitters or fit people, or it was just a quick fit, you know, weight loss thing. And I'm lean, and I thought, no, I don't need this. And yeah, to be honest, I didn't understand about it. I didn't ask questions, and Andrew didn't really sort of go into detail and explain to me. But as mentioned earlier, 12 months on, we decided to expand the family, and I still remember Andrew sitting down with me one Sunday night, and he said, darling, I want you to kick this Coke habit, as in soft drink Coke habit. And I was huge into soft drink. I pretty much survived on caffeine and sugar to get me through the day. I was a really highly stressed person. So he said, tomorrow morning, let's start, we'll have a clean out, and then we'll look at sort of, you know, expanding the family. So reluctantly I gave it a go. I wasn't a shake person. I've never had a glass of milk in my life. I don't do dairy. I must admit, my first couple of shakes, I didn't know how I was going to cope, but I managed a couple of days and I figured out the consistency, you know, plenty of ice and water. By probably three or four days, I was totally in love. I'd kicked my Coke habit. I felt like a completely brand new person. I felt so much more productive as a wife, as a mother to Oceana. It just absolutely just blew me away.
Wow.
So, yes, couldn't believe it. And I thought, why didn't he tell me about this 12 months ago? Why didn't we start this together?
Well, because he was a very reluctant product user, let me tell you. And there's lots
of us.
There's lots of us out there like that. But now, my understanding is actually during that initial 30-day program or immediately thereafter, did you not fall pregnant with Jack right around then?
Yes. I started on the 2nd of April, and we did the pregnancy test on Anzac Day, so the 25th of April, and it was confirmed that I was pregnant. So we were blown away, over the moon. So obviously I then went on to a modified schedule and I took the product ingredient list to my obstetrician and went from there, and I was completely supported by him and other health professionals. So that was really important to me because I really wanted to give our little baby the best possible start that we could but also taking care of myself at the same time.
Wow, and so your obstetrician had no issue when he looked at the ingredients of Isagenics. He saw no issue with them.
No, none at all. And actually, in fact, I left the prints for him for my chart, and his wife, who was the receptionist, phoned me after my appointment, and she's like, "What is this you've been doing?" She said, "You look wonderful." So she ordered a pack and got going, and it was wonderful because every month when I would go and have my checkups, they were like, he was just so happy. He said, you know, weight wise and everything else, I was progressing perfectly, and I felt really good too. So he said, "It's a shame there's not more mummies out there like you."
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. And again, I just want to share with everyone that Isagenics doesn't treat, cure any medical conditions. What it is it's just it very gently pulls the impurities from the body while flooding the body with over 242 nutrients. And, I mean, you get the bad stuff out, and then you get the good stuff in, and a lot of times the body bounces back. You feel amazing, like you said, Angie, and it's I've seen over my past, 12 years in the company, I've seen many couples that go on Isagenics, and all of a sudden they end up falling pregnant easier than what they imagined. So that's kind of exciting. But let's continue. Share with us a little. So you are, Andrew, a product user. Angie's using the product, feeling amazing. And I know there's sort of two things that transitioned you from being a product user into a business builder. I know a little bit has to do with events, but you also, a turning point for you was your very first friend that you ended up enrolling in Isagenics. Can you talk about that, Andrew?
Yeah, Warren. So, like I said, I was a kind of product closet product user, you know, and I really didn't want to go down the path. I was very happy with my results, but you know, I just sort of was happy to keep them to myself. And had a big turning point one day where a very good friend of mine was training for national titles in his sport, in touch football, and we would get together on the weekends and do some training together. And because of, you know, the energy and performance gains that I'd been having, we used to sort of be side by side when we're doing the fitness work, and suddenly I'm out in front and he's trying to catch up. And he says to me one day, "Look, you know, what are you doing?" And I was, "Oh, you know, nothing, you know, just nothing, just having a good day." And And he sort of just grabbed me and he's like, mate, I've got Australian titles in 2 months. Whatever you're doing, I need it. And I said, oh, look, I've been doing this thing called Isagenix. And he's like, well, here's my credit card. Get me some. And that was kind of, there was no questions. There was no, like, what's this auto ship thing? Like, do I need Ionix? It was just like, here it is. I need it. Get me it. And he signed him up that night. And a week later, we went running together and he's feeling amazing. And yeah, he ended up making the Australian team, and he just said to me, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that without the help of Isagenix. And he's never missed an order. He just loves the products. And it was a big changing point for me that I wasn't actually forcing something on someone. Someone was getting a genuine result, and they were so stoked that I'd told them about it. And so it was a very big turning point for me that, well, actually, you know, I can do this and I can help people, and I'm not just one of those crazy people who bothers their friends. So that was a really big thing for me.
Wow. And that happens in many cases. We become walking billboards. I mean, it's either you have individuals that drop 5 or 10 or even 20 kilos or pounds, or it's just the energy and the performance from our athletes that other athletes are going, well, what are you doing? And that's a case in point with you, Andrew. I mean, it clearly makes a difference when you can feed your body what it needs. I mean, the building blocks to reproduce healthy cells. I mean, it's phenomenal. So that was sort of part of it. Now again, you haven't yet, that really got you thinking, but that hadn't yet caused you to say, let's do this. And let's talk about, because I know Jen had been pressing you to get you to an event, and finally, and I think reluctantly, you agreed. What event was it? And can you talk about sort of what took place there? Like, because it's sort of at that event that all of a sudden the light bulb came on that you and Angie, hey, we could probably do this, and it could impact our family tremendously. But can you expand upon that? Because I think that's really, really important to share.
Yeah, definitely was. So I'll rewind slightly. So with my sort of sports physio background, I would travel a lot with sports teams. And what I had done, I'd spent a couple of months over in Canada working with like skiers and ski team people and that over there. And you know, like we had a very good life. That was kind of one of the things. We had this successful business and, you know, we were happy and I got to travel with the teams and we'd have our nice ski holiday each year. And then I came home from this trip. I'd been in Whistler for a couple of months and came home, and I got home on a Friday, I remember, and Jen messaged me and said, I've got these two very good friends, Sean and Carrie Lynn, out from Nanaimo, and you know, why don't you come along and meet them tomorrow? They're doing a little presentation at Alex Gym. And I'm, you know, look, Jen, I'm jet lagged. I'm tired. I've just got off the plane. I haven't seen Angie for, you know, however long. And she's like, look, just come. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And so I went along and I met Sean and Carrie Lynn. And, you know, they were just beautiful, genuine, amazing people. And that was the really, you know, it wasn't kind of a corporate event, but it was the first time I'd sat in a room with other Isagenix people, but seen these people who were living this amazing life, but they didn't have the business or, you know, like, so I had my physio practice that was always holding me back from living a completely free life. And so I came home and that's when I said to Ange, you know, I think we should look at this. And Ange was like, okay, well, I'll support you. And I said, no, you've actually got to do it with me. Like, you know, we want to start a family. You've got to start putting the shakes in your body as well. And so we did that. And as Anne said, then, you know, very quickly she fell pregnant and we were very, very blessed there. And so that was then I rang Jen and I said, okay, Jen, what do we need to do now? And she said, get to ICU Uni in Brisbane, which was in July. And Susan Sly was the guest speaker. And back in those days in Australia, I think there were maybe 80 or 100 people in that room at an ICU Uni. You know, Peter Kelly was there and Emily Tompkin and Paul and Suzanne and, you know, some of the very top leaders in Australia were all in this small little room. And we had this amazing, mind-blowing weekend. And we got in the car on the way home and said, righto, this is it. This is how we're going to retire you, Angie. And that was at the time in Australia, you know, the top income earners were sort of 2 and 3 stars. So for us, the goal was always 1 star. Like, what if we could make $500 a week and then Angie could stay at home with the kids and raise the family, you know, without any financial stress. So we sat in the car and Angie's, you know, madly taking notes while I'm driving home, and we planned out, you know, what we were going to do, and we got into action. We made a deal that we'd do 30 minutes a day each a day of listening to podcasts, of learning, of interacting, of talking, of, you know, getting in the Facebook groups and supporting and stuff. And we just made that commitment that basically from then until the baby came, we'd do that half an hour every day, and things started to build. And then so we rang Jen and said, well, what do you do now? And she said, we'll come to Vegas. And that's where we met you, Warren. And I think we were cycling about 2 or 3 times a week at the time. We got on a plane to Vegas, and Ange was 4 or 5 months pregnant, walking around the desert in summer. And poor thing, we're on a very tight budget at the time. So we're staying in this crappy little hotel off the strip, and and we couldn't do any of the social things because, you know, Angie couldn't really partake in much. And but yeah, I mean, Vegas just blew our mind. And it was just like, you know, just what's the next event? Okay, David.
Okay, well, hang on a second.
Okay, we're there.
Andrew, you said, yep, Vegas blew your mind. What do you mean? Was it the Paris Hotel, or was it the MGM, or, I mean, what blew your mind about Vegas?
I had been to Vegas before as a single guy, so it's very different with a pregnant wife. But the celebration in Vegas, the biggest thing for me, Warren, was, like I said, when you know, people sort of talk about it's very easy to get in because you got in early. But one of the things when you get in early is that there haven't been those trailblazers. And, you know, when Jen's ringing me saying I'm making a couple of hundred dollars a week, I was like, well, Jen, that's great, but a couple of hundred dollars a week doesn't change our life because, you know, we're not in that back-to-the-wall scenario. You know, like, life was actually pretty good. And so one of the biggest things for me in the celebration at Vegas was when they had the six-figure income earner club. And, I mean, the stage was just full. Like, I thought the stage was going to break of all these, you know, normal, everyday people earning six-figure incomes. And like, because in Australia, you know, we had a few people earning some decent money and then no one. And then there was, like, kind of Susan Sly, who'd come out for IT Uni, who's earning crazy amounts. And there wasn't that middle ground. Like, I couldn't see that middle ground. And I went to Vegas and I saw so many people, you know, just getting great results and earning six figures. And that was like, okay, we can be up on that stage next year. We can be those people. We've just got to do the talk. So, and we met, you know, we met you, we met David and Sarah, we met Kyle and Megan, and we met all you amazing guys from Canada. And it was a really life-changing week in Las Vegas.
I couldn't agree with you more. Getting team members to events and helping paint that bigger picture, especially when you're part of a newer market, because as Isagenics grows, there's going to be more and more countries opening, and we've got to remember that there are going to be the trailblazers like Jen and Jono, but I mean, $200 or $300 a week for a lot of people, who cares? And the reality is it's the development of this new market, and yet pulling you and Angie to Las Vegas and all of a sudden seeing a stage full of six-figure money earners, I mean, it just shifts your reality going like, holy cow, if they can do it, I can do it. I mean, that's powerful, absolutely powerful. Now, when you got off out of the gates there, I mean, you shot to 5-star in 2 years of actively building. And I mean, you were building an organization, and let's be honest, a little bit for show. Would that be a fair assumption or a fair comment to make?
Oh, it definitely was. So basically, yeah, from Vegas that year until San Diego, the next year we went to 5-star in those 12 months. But a lot of it wasn't, you know, a lot of it was just kind of because, well, me particularly wanting the badge there a little bit. Like, it sort of wasn't genuine. It was a bit fake. It was a bit artificial.
No, hey, that happens. I mean, we're all human. And again, don't beat up on yourself and any of the listeners that are maybe in that process right now where you're trying to move heaven and earth to hit a rank. I mean, it's understandable, but your big takeaway is that you hit 5-star, but then you sort of settled back to a solid 4-star, which is okay. It's still a solid 6-figure income. But then what shifted over the past, say, 12 months is you really shifted to really building a solid organization. And I know a lot of that has to do with setting up new associates for success, creating independent leaders. I mean, let's delve into that. Now, from what you've learned, okay, because, like, you build it up and then it collapses and then you rebuild and all of a sudden it's a whole different build this time. So do you want to expand upon how you set up new associates for success?
Do you want to take that, Andrew? I'm happy to. I think we really sort of just got back to, just making sure that initial product, 30-day product experience is fantastic, because residual income is built on people being happy with the products and reordering them. And, you know, we just made sure we put a lot of work into our Facebook group and making sure that as soon as someone was in that Facebook group, you know, they were welcome, they were supported. We use a lot of, like, three-way messages and three-way calls. So when someone new comes in, they're set up in a three-way message so that, and because we've got, you know, team in Canada and stuff, and, you know, they might be asleep while their associates in New Zealand are awake kind of stuff. So there's always that sort of 24/7 support. So we really wanted to make sure that when people came in, they had all the information they need. They got a welcome email with, you know, simple step-by-step instructions. They got the welcome messages. They got the welcome in the Facebook group. And we really had that community where everyone felt supported. And so if they get great results, they want to reorder, and their friends notice, and they want to tell their friends. And so, you know, we don't have people who come in and just say, look, I want the business. It's like, look, get the products in your body, and then if they're working, then we'll talk about, you know, the next step with you.
Oh, man, Andrew, that is huge. That is so huge. And I think of so many of our leaders out there, Jen and Jono, Alec and Deb. I mean, the list goes on and on. It isn't about they came in to actually build a 6-figure or 7-figure income stream. They actually came in to impact their health. And then it's because of that experience that all of a sudden they're open to sharing and developing the business. And I think it's spot on. I mean, occasionally you'll find someone that wants to build because of the business. Maybe they've been in another network marketing company. But I'll tell you, out of our 13 platinums on the Take Action team, I think 8 or 9 of them were all product users, and it was because of their experience that they've done so incredibly well. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge point there. Now, what about creating independent leaders? Because your first step, obviously, is to get someone an amazing product experience. And you heard Andrew share that, guys. It's really about a fantastic product experience. That's first and foremost. If you look at Jimmy Smith, when Carol Taylor reached out to Jimmy Smith, he said, great, tell me what I need to do to set myself up for success. And he enrolled Kathy on one side, Grace on the other. So he positioned his family right. But he said, unless these products work for me, I'm not interested. Well, Jimmy Smith dropped 18 pounds, what, about 8 kilos in his first 30 days, and he was off to the races. So even with a big networker, it's about the product experience. But again, now what's driving your success, okay, pushing you over $500,000 a year income, and hopefully you guys are pinching yourself, is really the leadership you're creating and these independent leaders. Let's talk about that.
So one of the things we've done this year, Warren, was, and again, it came from the amazing Jen and Jono, that Jen rang me about how you know, in network marketing these days, we've got so much technology at our, you know, at our fingertips, and we've got conference calls and Zooms and Facebook, but, you know, your greatest strength can also be your biggest weakness. And so while the Facebook groups are amazing, we kind of lose the face-to-face and that sort of personal touch. And so Jen had put together this little program called, like, In Touch Training, and basically it was a very small, intimate groups, you know, sort of 10, 12 people at a time and a couple of leaders in the room, and really, you know, 6 or 7 hours together, really digging into your vision and why you're doing this, and you know, just a sort of round table discussion, and, you know, where are you struggling? Okay, let's work that out. And she said, like, let's roll it out with your team. So we got together on the Gold Coast, where a lot of our sort of really top leaders are at the moment, and we ran it, and it was just life-changing for so many people, and you could see all the light bulbs going off. And so from that, then Angie and I sort of hit the road, and we went up to Bundaberg and we did one with our guys there, and then we went up to Rockhampton and did one with our sort of Central Queensland guys there. And then we plugged some of our New South Wales guys into the ones Jen was doing down there, and we're doing another one on the Gold Coast this weekend. And it was just sort of that duplication, and it was really working to just, you know, get in front of people and really break down and stuff you can't get over messages. And, you know, people are crying and hugging, and it was a, you know, very emotional, raw day. And that, from that, you know, we've just had so much success in people really finding their feet as leaders and really knowing that they can, you know, they can do this and they can step up and they want to do
okay,
this.
Okay, hang on a second. Slow down, Tiger, because too many of us are going, okay, In Touch Training, crying and hugging, and I know you touched on hitting the why, but let's take a big step back, because there's a bunch of us taking note, me included, and how about you expand it? And I know you can't condense 6 to 7 hours into about a 3-minute sentence or verbiage, but give us the highlights of what you were doing with your leaders at these trainings, because it's something for the other leaders on the call to sort of ponder and go, okay, yeah, I could do that. So can you expand upon that a little bit, like, other than the crying and hugging, what was going on?
It was basically the 6 skills of network marketing. So, you know, finding people to talk to, talking to the people you find, you know, helping your people get paid, bringing them to events, building belief and becoming a better you. And, you know, we basically just sort of just walked through each of those six skills and discovered where, you know, because it's like baking a cake, you know, you can't have 3 or 4 of the skills but miss the other 2 ingredients and expect to get the cake at the end of the day. You've got to follow the recipe, and the recipe is to have all 6 skills, you know, as good as you can. So really it was just that. It was like, okay, like, let's talk about, you know, finding people to talk to, and then people would say, oh, you know, that's where I struggle, and other people are saying, oh, well, you know, I found joining Toastmasters, or I've, you know, started a new sport, or I've gone to a different gym, and everyone's sort of working together to help each other overcome their sort of lack in that skill. And so, I mean, we'd almost basically spend an hour on each skill and just work through them all and make sure that people are, you know, are comfortable and have an action plan that they can take away then to identify mm-hmm. and work on their weakness.
Okay, so finding people to talk to, so you as a group, this intimate group of 10 or 12 people, you'd really spend about an hour just like, okay, how can you find people to talk to? How do you engage people? So you would delve into that, okay? Then talking to the people you find, that would be really just expanding upon what to say. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, so then, okay, let's work on the 30-second story, and, you know, where do you find that you struggle to, you know, I can meet people, but then I struggle to bring up Isagenix, and so, okay, you know, so we work through all that, and then, you know, just really help people sort of walk away and say, okay, I know what I've been doing wrong now, or I know where I need to sort of focus my energy,
okay,
so that we can get the results. And
I get that. And yep. now I'm going to go through all these points, Andrew. Then you went on to point three. So point one, finding people to talk to. Two, talking to the people you find, which is your 30-second story, what to sort of say. And then three was actually getting people paid. So you get people in to try the product, but then it's all about getting them paid. Can you just a little bit expand upon that? Because obviously we all know what that means. Yeah, you get someone to get a check. I got it. But expand it a tiny bit for us.
I think with that one, Warren, the really big focus in that area is really understanding the value of, you know, if 1, 2, 3 cycles a week. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, there was this crazy momentum in Australia, and there was a lot of, you know, side-by-side comparison, and, well, you know, they're 2-star and I'm only 1-star, so I quit kind of thing. And saying to people, look, you know, do you understand what 2 or 3 cycles a week means? Do you understand what 5 cycles and 10 cycles? And, you know, I come from that university background where, you know, I spent 4 years of my life just to get a job. And then I had to work my butt off, you know, treating people long hours and stuff like that, to make what's effectively a 3-star income. And so, you know, saying to people, like, you know, this is, understand how amazing 1-star is and 2-star and 3-star and all these things, and not being caught up with the fact that you haven't gone platinum in a year. So really, you know, working on that compensation, but not as much just you plus two, then plus two, but, you know, like, understand just cycles and residual income coming into your business and how that can change your life.
Love it. And that's a huge point. You bet. People have to understand, like, going manager, going director and all that. But I think it's much bigger if people buy into, like, what truly an extra 5 cycles a week. I mean, in Canada and Australia, that's $300 a week, right? That's $1,200 a month. I mean, it starts to shift things radically. I think that's a beautiful point. Now, your fourth point was, I guess, getting people to invent, or the importance of invents. Can you expand upon that just a little bit?
Oh, Angie, do you want to take that?
I am here. I had myself muted for a little bit because my little man came to find me.
No problem. This is a family business. I mean, that's the reason that's you guys right. chose to do this was because
exactly.
of your family.
Yes, and we are used to just sort of slotting in little bits of time here and there, and it all works out at the end of the day. So with the events, the main thing, and we've all heard this before, you know, that you can sit and listen to 20 different speakers and someone will grab something, like the light bulb will go off or something will happen, and you'll get that spark from listening to someone in particular, not necessarily whether it's the person who's enrolled you or whether it's, you know, someone that, like David Wood or whatever. You've got that exposure to so many different people. Not only the speakers, but the people that you're meeting there and you're developing friendships with, or sitting beside other team members that are in the Facebook group that you're finally having a face-to-face meeting with. So I think everyone just walks out of those events feeling so pumped up and inspired, and it just really boosts your belief in all areas just through the roof, and just, you know, makes you feel 8 foot tall and bulletproof. So,
nice. Couldn't agree with more, Angie. And I love that you share that it's not necessarily one of your team members hearing what you have to say or what Andrew has to say. A lot of times it's someone else out there that's on stage presenting something, and they're saying the same thing as us. And I mean, that's what a lot of leaders, and for me especially in the past, I'm going like, well, I'm saying that. And then you, Andrew or Angie, say the exact same thing, just in different words, and all of a sudden, be it my wife, she gets it. And again, it's languaging, and all of us are different, and not everyone's going to resonate with me or you, Angie, or you, Andrew. That's why it's so cool to get people to events, because it may be just that one person that says the one thing that turns on the light bulb, and all of a sudden now you have a builder that, look out, they're going for it. So I love that. Now, the point five was belief. Now, when you said belief, Andrew, is it belief in the industry? Belief in what?
Oh, well, I mean, belief is paramount, Warren, as you know, and it's the five beliefs. You've got to believe in Isagenix as a company. You've got to believe that we have amazing products that can, you know, that are needed in society and can change people's lives. You've got to believe in network marketing as an industry, because if you don't, you're going to have, you know, all these scam things going around in the back of your mind. But you've got to understand that it's an amazing business model that is just, you know, going to blow this world up. But, and, you know, we're at the forefront of it. You've got to believe in the compensation plan as well, that you can understand the compensation plan and you can work out how the compensation plan can change your life and how many people can I help with their health results and what's that going to do for my cycles at the end of the month. And you've got to believe in yourself, because if I don't believe in me, then how can I expect anyone else to believe in me? And if I say to you, Warren, look, you know, there's this amazing party on the weekend, it's going to be crazy, I'm not going to go, but you should go, then you wouldn't go. So if I'm trying to say to you, look, I don't really believe in myself and I don't really believe in these products, but you should take them because I want $80, then it doesn't work. There's no integrity. There's no authenticity. So when you believe, you're believable. And so, you know, so much changes when that belief needle improves. And getting to events and meeting people like yourself and David Woods and that, it's the easiest and fastest way to get that belief needle up to 12.
I love that. When you believe, you become believable. And that's so true. I mean, there's so many people that almost say the same thing, but it just doesn't resonate because they don't believe. I mean, I can feel your and Angie's passion. I mean, we're on opposite sides of the world right now. I'm in Canada, you guys are in Australia, but I can feel you over the phone lines. I mean, I feel your conviction. And now all of a sudden when Angie and Andrew go out there and speak to people, those people feel them. Like, it doesn't, that's where they say it doesn't, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, because you're just exuding that this is something special. This is going to change your life, Marcia or Tom or Betty or Jen. It doesn't matter. You got to look at this. I love it. Huge point. And then your final point is building a better you. Expand upon that one.
I think I love Michael Klaus's analogy on this, that it's kind of there's people skills and business skills. And as again, so much of network marketing is about building your team, and that doesn't come down to anything you can learn from a textbook. That's leadership skills. That's again, people seeing the vision that you see and saying, you know what, I want to come with you. And so when you become a better you and you can lead people and, or, you can do things and people want to follow you and people want to do what you're doing. And that, you know, whether that's through meditation or affirmations or, personal development courses, everything is so much easier when you have that belief in yourself and when you have that personal development, because, you know, things happen and people leave your team, people send their products back, and, you know, your sort of best friend tells you you're stupid and all that kind of stuff. And if those problems are bigger than you, then they'll break you. And your team gets bigger, the problems don't go away. They happen more often, but you get better at handling them and you get better at getting bigger than the problems that come up. And so when someone sends their pack back, you're like, oh, well, okay, you know, it's not for them, but I'm still going to hold that candle for them. I'm still going to love them. And, you know, maybe a year later they'll be in a better headspace and they'll come back and do it with me rather than curling up in a ball and shaking side to side because your best friend sent their pack back.
Wow. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second, guys. I hope you heard that. Did you just hear what Andrew said? It's not being devastated when your best friend sends the product back. I mean, you know what, the timing just wasn't right for that person. But did you hear what Andrew said? And this is the crucial thing, is, you know what, 12 months from now, it may be the right time. So don't allow when someone says no to you to devastate you. Like, it's just not their time. We all know these products change the quality of one's life. And I think that is huge. And I think that's a massive part of your and Angie's success is because you don't take it personally. And again, this is all part of that personal growth journey. I mean, that's one of the things. If you look at people who you'd like to have in your organization, a clue is look for people that have invested in themselves, people that have invested in personal development. I mean, Jen and Jono had invested over $50,000 in personal development, building who they are. I think over $100,000 actually. And maybe that just had a reason or something to do with the fact that they were the quickest to seven-figure income in Australia. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. But I couldn't agree with you more. The
Could
personal development piece in this industry of network marketing is huge, Andrew. Absolutely huge.
That's been probably one of the really big things for us, Warren. And it's really exciting because, like I said, we're doing one on the Gold Coast this weekend, and we're actually just going to sort of sit back there. And the leaders who came out of that first one, they're all bringing their people this time, and we're just going to sit back and let them run it. And I think we've got, you know, that 12 has gone to 25 or something, and so, you know, they've all bought their three or four people, and they're super keen to put their hand up, and they want to run these classes now, and they want to run these things. So it's really, really exciting, and it's just, you know, we're just sort of standing back now and just cheering them on. That we got guys chasing 2-star, 3-star in time for Vegas and stuff, and they've got it. They, you know, they don't need us to do the 3-way calls for them anymore. We just sit back and cheerlead for them. It's really, really exciting.
Isn't that incredible? And it just shows the type of leaders that you and Angie have grown into to become. I mean, you're truly, it's such a beautiful thing where you can sit back and cheer on your team members. I can remember the first time Kyle Nakrash trained at a university training, and it was products. And I remember going to Travis Garza going, Travis, you got to put him up on stage. You got to put him up on stage. And I said, I promise you, he won't let you down. And he's going, Warren, like, I mean, are you sure? And I said, yes. And he goes, but he's not a doctor. I mean, he's not a physiotherapist. He's not even a chiropractor. I mean, he's a massage therapist. And I go, but he spent 4 years studying the product. Trust me. And I can remember when Kyle was up on stage training, and I'm in the back of the room just watching, as you said, and he nailed it. And I felt like such a proud papa. I mean, it was like, oh, my goodness. And it's magical when you can raise up your team members where now all of a sudden they're leading the charge and you're stepping back into a support role. I mean, it's truly one of the biggest gifts of this industry. Couldn't agree with you more. Well, guys, I mean, this has been an absolute remarkable call. Is there any final comments from either you, Andrew, or Angie?
I did want to say one thing. It was just something that poked into my head a little bit earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt. Andrew was just finishing off something. I think one big thing that maybe I want to contribute to everyone that's listening was there was, I remember a very distinct time throughout Andrew's and my journey with all of this where we really had to sit back and take a really good look at, you know, we were out there talking to everyone, but we had that mentality of, you know, this would be great for this person. I want this person joining us. I want this. Instead of just leaving it open, just talking to everyone, it's not about getting someone in particular, because I think that's when you set up for disappointment. It's just every single day having as many conversations as you can with as many different people and always remembering that it's about who you can help. And the true leaders will come through, they'll shine through. I think that's the main thing, just to really enjoy that adventure with everyone. And as Andrew said, still love the people that send their packs back or say it's not for me, and just keep going and don't stop.
Love it. Thank you, Angie. I mean, You're absolutely right. I mean, and that's something I think all of us have gone through. I can recall that clearly, is you're sort of targeting who you want to speak to instead of, as you said, speaking to everyone, putting it out there. It's about helping people. When you can go through that transition, I mean, that's when the magic really starts to happen. Beautiful
that's
point.
Yes.
How about you, Andrew? Any final comments?
Oh, Warren, I just want to thank you for the honor and the privilege to be on this call. Like I said, I've always loved your calls. And, I mean, you and Arlene make, you know, you guys make the seven figures, and you don't need to be doing this on a Monday night, but you do it because you have that vision of this amazing team, and you just, you want Isagenics to be a household name, and you keep working no matter what. And for us, you know, having been around from sort of the fairly early days, you and Arlene and Kyle and Megan and Sean and Carolyn and Dave and Sarah were reaching down to us right from the start and saying, you know, what can we do to help you? What can we do to lift you guys in Australia up? And so it's, you know, complete gratitude for all that you do, and thank you for having us on. And I'm sure we could chat for hours.
Yeah, we certainly could, and I just want to say continued success. I mean, the momentum you've created to go from 4-star to 6-star in 9 months is phenomenal. I mean, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't try to reinvent the wheel, and watch. You're going to hit 7 and 8 in no time. So I just want to say a huge congratulations. I think I have 4 pages of notes. So if any of you are like me and would like to re-listen to this call, there's 3 ways. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and you can actually subscribe to our weekly emails, and you'll get the recording sent out to you. You can go to Podomatic and just follow the Take Action Team, or you can go to Take Action Team on Facebook and join that group, and the recordings are posted every week there by Katie. So those are the 3 ways to get it. The other thing, as you mentioned, guys, they mentioned Las Vegas. Well, celebrations in Las Vegas this year, and we're going to have an incredible time. On top of that, the Take Action team's throwing a great Gatsby party, and we'll do an email blast out about that. But come and join us. We're going to have a ton of fun. And Andrew and Angie, once again, thank you so much. What an incredible treat having you guys on the call.
Thank you, Warren. We'll see you in Vegas. We've got our Gatsby outfit, so we'll see you there.
You betcha. We're going to have a ton of fun. Anyways, good night, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
See ya.